Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. 我是 Jenny.
And hi, this is Tara.
那今天开言英语要带给你的呢，就是我们要出去吃饭。
Yay, 我们要 food.
What are we having today, Tara?
We are having pasta.
意面啊 ,Italian noodles.
No.
但是对，不会说 Italian noodles， 就是说 pasta。
Yes。
那 pasta 就是所有意面的统称。但是呢 ，there are many many different types of pasta。
Yes。
像 spaghetti， 然后像什么 macaroni、lasagna， 各种各样。你现在出去点西餐，你可能哎呀，这是什么看不懂，或者这个应该怎么念？Don't worry， 今天的节目我们都会跟你分享的。好，那今天我们的这个推送呢，会把所有不同类型的意面，他们的名字怎么念，然后会配图告诉大家，你对照起来看呢，学习效果会更好。所以请大家到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，输入意面或者 pasta 就可以看到今天的推送。 OK Tara， 因为 there are many different types of pasta，
yes.
So why don't we just break them down into different types through long pasta?
Okay, so long pasta, the first one is angel hair or cappellini pasta.
Oh, so you 应该是 from thinnest to thickest 这样分
yes.
对不对
Yes.
好，那我们先说就是长长的这种面啊，我们从细的说到粗的，最细的那种你前面说 angel hair
Yes, very, very fine
Very fine, fine 就是也是很细的意思
Yes, very not thick
对、
yeah.
这种面呢我觉得就是 They're very fast to cook because they're so fine, so
yes.
thin And they're very soft
Yes,
the texture,
the
right?
The texture is very, very soft
很软的然后呢还有一种比 angel hair 可能稍微再粗一点点叫 cappellini
Yes、
cappellini 我觉得就是如果你不喜欢那么软绵绵的意面的话呢你点 cappellini 会比较好、
yeah.
接下来要说的这个呢是每个人最熟悉的 This next one is probably everyone's
So common
对 You're most familiar with this
Spaghetti
Spaghetti
So you don't say the H there Spaghetti、
对其实今天我们要说的很多意面这个pronunciation 你可能觉得有点头疼 because they're Italian
yes
但也没关系因为我觉得意大利语的发音就至少 it's not French it's not as hard as French
exactly
spaghetti 就是我们最早吃的番茄意面嘛 spaghetti bolognese
yeah
就是都用这个然后 when you guys are out buying spaghetti when you see the package they usually have a number、there's a numbering system
okay
比如 spaghetti number 5 spaghetti 什么 number 10
wow okay、
and
then、the higher the number the thicker the pasta is going to be the spaghetti is going to be
对所以就算是同样一个 spaghetti 它也有粗细的对吧所以你看到那个包装上面它数字越小就是这个 spaghetti 就越细然后呢数字越大这个 spaghetti 就越粗、那它也不会出现什么很粗的 spaghetti 因为那样就变成什么 I don't know fettuccine
right so fettuccine and linguine they're long pasta but they're flat
对它们是扁
So spaghetti and angel hair, they're kind of round.
对，那个是圆的。
Yeah, and then these ones are flat.
好，那 linguine 这个的 pronunciation, guys, watch out. It's not linguine or linguine. It's linguine.
Linguine, and you do say the e as a hard e, so linguine, not linguine.
啊，这 e 的音要发出来，对吧？尾音 linguine, 就是。我觉得很多饭店会做那个 clam linguine、就是蛤蜊意面他们通常会用这种面来做、or linguine vongole、vongole means clam in Italian
you've been you... to Italy
我是去过好那蛤蜊意大利语叫 vongole 嘛所以叫 linguine vongole 这我到意大利唯一学会的一个
yes
好那还有一种就是比这 linguine 更加粗一点 but flat 这个扁的面是 fettuccine、然后 also watch out for the pronunciation
right so fettuccine it's not fettuccine it's feta
And also the C, it's the ch sound. Chis. 不是 fettuccine.
Yes.
Or fettuccine.
Yes.
是 fettuccine.
Fettuccine.
哎，好。那总之我觉得今天所有的意面都后面都是个什么泥，比如我们下面 macaroni.
Yes. So、okay. these are the tube pastas.
啊、就是比较管子 tube, 就是管子面。I guess like spaghetti is also a tube pasta.
But it's not empty.
对，但是这个 tube, 我们接下来要说的这些是比较短的 they're very short, they're not、
yeah.
long.
And you can hold it up to your eye and you can see through.
啊、然后当中是空心的，那个空心特别大。Mm. Macaroni 呢，这个我觉得就是所有美国的孩子、TV dinner, mac and cheese,
mac and cheese. And in Canada, we have something called KD.
What's that?
Craftland. Craft dinner.
Oh, craft dinner.
But we don't call it craft dinner. We call it, this is very different from the United States. They call it craft dinner. In Canada, we call it KD.
KD. Craft dinner 就卡夫他做的那种。其实有一点像我们的方便面 instant noodles. 因为里面就是干的面 the dry macaroni and the powder cheese.
It's fake cheese.
Fake cheese. 假芝士那个粉然后你就倒点热水然后放在 you know, you microwave it.Or you can, I guess you can cook it.
I boil mine and add butter and milk and
you had put a lot of work into it.
You make it gourmet.
Macaroni, 反正就是美国小孩子啦，都是很喜欢吃 mac and cheese.
I was babysitting on the weekend, and my nephew really wanted to have
mac
and
cheese. 对对对，我不知道意大利人对此作何感想。I don't think this, you can even find this in Italy.
Probably not. Or it's more, it's just with better cheese. So,、like real cheese.
好那除了 macaroni, macaroni 是那个圆圆的嘛
we call it elbow pasta.
Elbow,
from,
手肘、yeah. 另外一个名字 elbow pasta. 那还有一种呢是、比较粗粗的真的像一个管子 it's like a very big straw, what you use to drink bubble tea,、
yeah.
像喝珍珠奶茶。
With the pointy end.
对两头尖尖 but they're very short.
Yes.
是很短的这个叫 penne.
Right, penne. So not
not pin or penny.
Yeah.
It's penne.
Like a pen, if you look at the first three letters, pen that you write with, penne.
Penne, 就 P-E-N-N-E.、Mm. 这个我以前 when I didn't know the pronunciation, 我很想点但是我就是 I was afraid to order it because I didn't know how to pronounce it properly. Should you pronounce the E or not? Today we're here to tell you, you do pronounce
you
the
do.
E at the end. It's penne.
Penne.、
penne. Penne 好像很多什么 pesto sauce.、
Pesto,、
really well.
penne, with chicken too.
对这个酱 sauce 我们等一下再说好了。那最后一种我们想说的 tube pasta 呢这个是 it's、even bigger than penne, it's
rigatoni.
Rigatoni. 对 rigatoni 我觉得就是对它比那 penne 还要粗但当然里面是 empty, 是空心的。我自己还蛮喜欢这种面的 because it's actually quite airy and fluffy.
Yes.
虽然你看它一根很粗但里面因为都是 empty, 都是空心的。
Yeah, and the sauce goes inside. So you, with these type of pastas, you kind of get more sauce、than if you just had spaghetti or fettuccine.
对对对其实这种粗的空心的面它更好的能够就是都有点像 ravioli 什么好像它可以把那 sauce 包在里面感觉是吧好 ravioli 呢意式饺子我们等一下说我们现在再来说说一些很漂亮的各种各样 shaped pasta、比如女生我觉得很喜欢 I love bowls 我很爱蝴蝶结
Yes、
so、I really love this type of pasta
Farfalle
Farfalle 呢就是蝴蝶结里面
yeah, Farfalle pasta And we just call it bow ties、
对北美呢就是我发现 in North America If the pronunciation The Italian name is Close to English pronunciation rules And it's easier to pronounce、You use the Italian name、
yeah.
For example Spaghetti or
Macaroni
Macaroni 这种比较好读的、意大利名他们会用意语但是呢如果一些比较难读像 Farfalle 他们就会说 bow tie 就用它的英语名字、
yes.
对吧蝴蝶结
Yes, especially with this next one、we call this shells
shells 就是 like seashells
Yeah
就是那种贝壳面。
Yeah, and we call it shells because the name in Italian is very tricky. It's conchiglie.
Conchiglie. 就 conch 就是 shell 嘛、
yeah.
对吧就是一个壳贝壳、
yeah.
So you can just call them shell pasta.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
然后最后一种这个造型的 pasta 呢，也是短短的，它是像一个 spiral 这样，对，旋转螺旋面。
Fusilli.
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 叫 Fusilli 啊。
Yes.
好，那我们看完了这种不同造型的意面呢，我们最后来看看一些比较像我们中国人 dumpling 饺子。
My favorite.
哦，你喜欢里面有馅儿的、Stuffed.Pasta.
Yes, stuffed pasta. So, ravi. Stuffed means it has kind of usually...
Stuffing, filling.
Filling. So, two layers of pasta and between those two is usually...
有馅儿的、good stuff.
Good stuff.
里面有 good stuff, 很好吃的馅儿。所以、就是最常见的一种意式饺子。
It's ravioli.
Ravioli, 就真的长得挺像我们饺子的样子啊、但是它是平平的 ，kind of flat.
They're
right,
flat、
ravioli.
And usually squares, but you can get circles as well.
对，通常是方的，但是也有圆的。然后的edges are like
crimped, almost like zigzag,
就像小花边一样的啊。Mm-hmm. 然后呢，还有一种我觉得就更像我们中国的馄饨吧。就是 like small wontons or dumplings,
yeah.
And these are called?
They're called tortellini.
Tortellini. These are usually smaller than ravioli.
And they look almost like an ear.
啊，有点像小耳朵。
Because they're kind of pinched and curved, and it's less pasta than with ravioli, because ravioli has two layers. Tortellini is only one, and you fold it over.
啊，对，这更像我们熟悉的馄饨或者饺子。OK, 然后呢，还有一种就是
cannelloni.
Cannelloni. So cannelloni, 这个是很大的嘛 quite big.
Yeah, they're big tubes.
很大的像管子
like, if we have, you know, like a penne, but big.
我觉得就是它的 size 像一个、McDonald's apple pie, 但是健康很多。然后它里面就是 stuffed with、
ricotta
spinach,
mushrooms.
对对对，就里面加素的东西比较多啊。然后这个我觉得就是 maybe two or three, 吃两三个你就会饱了。
Yes, you're full after you don't need many.
好，那在我们说一些意面的 sauce 酱之前呢，最后再说两种很特别的意面。有一种我觉得就很像我们中国的面疙瘩，它呢也是很实的。It fills you up, it's got flour, it's got potatoes.
It's gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. So the G is silent.
对，这个大家看拼法呢，不要被它的这个发音吓到啊。它的拼法是 G-N-O-C-C-H-I.
Right.
But it's pronounced
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi, 有一个
Gnia
的好像娘Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. 对，这个就是对，就像我说像面疙瘩那个、它是煮熟的那个马铃薯和面粉揉在一起吧、有的时候还有他们用 pumpkin 也是
Pumpkin、Gnocchi. And...
就各种各样
squash, butternut squash.
好，那还有一种 pasta 呢，这个我以前也不敢点，因为我也不知道它怎么发音 L-A-S-A-G-N-E.
Right, lasagna.
我以前真的以为它叫 lasagna.
No, no lasagna.
Not lasagna.
So this one is different because the E at the end, you don't say E, you say A, lasagna.
但是它就是也是那个 nyan sound, right? Lasagna.
Yeah.
就是前和前面的 gnocchi 差不多的。
The G-N.
G-N, 对。
Yeah.
然后这个 lasagna 呢就是意大利千层面。烤出来就是一个。
It's like a casserole.
对 ,baking tray, 对吧、
yeah.
然后一层一层然后你可能就买这样一小块。
With layers.
Layers.
Of ricotta. And I make, my favorite is a lasagna with ricotta and mushrooms.
Ricotta 是一种芝士，是比较清淡的白白的一种、yeah. 啊。好 ，lasagna， 所以不是 lasagna， 记住这一点。OK， 那 before we talk about the sauces， 我觉得还有一点要说的就是，吃意面的时候，通常有一个词，有一个 concept 很重要，就是它要弹牙。Mm-hmm. So they're not very soft。就意大利人觉得最 perfect 的这个程度是。Al dente.
Al dente. And it, we say it has a little bite.
对，因为 dente 就是 teeth 的意思在意大利语、
yeah.
对不对 A little bite 就是有嚼劲的
So not mushy, not too soft. It has a little firmness to it.
对，就是我们说的就比较筋道有嚼劲的面、mm-hmm. 然后呢这个点意面的时候你就可以说、I like my pasta al dente.
Yes, not overcooked.
对，有些人会问你 Would you like it al dente? Or、mm-hmm. some people do prefer it to be really soft.
I like mushy.
哦，是吗 ？mushy 你喜欢烂烂的，好吧？请你吃上海烂糊面。OK 啊，其实我们讲那么多 pasta， 今天节目时间已经很长了。我们最后就讲几种最常见的酱好了 ，the most common type of sauces. If you're into tomato based， 如果你喜欢就是番茄基底的 ，maybe if
you're marinara，
marinara， marinara 就是 vegetarian。
Yeah， it's very simple. Just a thinner。tomato sauce
对一个 tomato sauce 叫 marinara、mm-hmm. 然后如果你喜欢里面有点肉酱的啊 minced meat that's a
bolognese
哦又来那个煎和酿
yeah
bolognese
it's not bolognese
bolognese
it's bolognese or、oh. bolognese
bolognese
yeah
bolognese
yeah
然后如果你喜欢比较就是 basil 的味道
Pesto, my favorite
Pesto, P-E-S-T-O 就是、绿的一面酱青酱、Pesto 里面有很多的九层塔、
mm-hmm.
Basil 然后最后如果你喜欢很 cheesy
Cheesy, mac creamy, and cheese, creamy sauces I prefer creamy sauces
So you like Alfredo?
I like Alfredo, I like white vodka sauces
是里面真的会加伏特加酒哦。
So it's very common to add vodka when you are cooking your sauce.
哦，真的哦。
Yeah.
不知道。好，那 Alfredo 呢 ？Alfredo 反正就是里面各种各样的芝士混合在一起，对不对
？It's creamy and it has garlic and Parmesan cheese.
嗯，这吃了以后，你的这个 breath。
Yeah,
口气咳下来之
and after you have it, you need a nap too.
好，那我们今天分享了很多有用的、pasta, different types of pasta, the names, how to pronounce them, and different、mm-hmm. sauces. What is your favorite type、mm-hmm. of pasta? 你喜欢吃 spaghetti, linguine, 还是像什么 ravioli,
lasagna?
对，大家都可以在留言里面跟我们分享你自己平时爱做 pasta 吗？也可以告诉我们。那当然我们开言的会员课程呢还有更多更多各种各样点西餐西餐的礼仪文化还有你怎么点牛排啊点红酒啊点甜品如果你是我们会员的话呢对吃有兴趣希望这些美食类的课程对你很有用如果你还不是会员的话呢可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先来免费试用一些课程之后如果你喜欢这种学习的模式也可以在公众号的菜单里直接升级学习一年只要629我们每天有新课而且我们课程库里也已经有1000多节主题丰富的课程 OK, thanks for listening We'll see you next time 再见
Take care